January in the Illawarra means one thing to fans of folk music, the Illawarra Folk Festival. But you don't have to wait until the festival itself gets underway to enjoy all the fun of Honk Oz. This is an unusual festival and gathering of events which will be a lead up to the big Illawarra Folk Festival. One of those visiting for Honk Oz is Ken Field. He has a 10-year association with Honk in Boston. He plays the saxophone. He's in quite a few bands in Boston as well. But he's come to Australia for his first visit to be a part of Honk Oz. Ken Field, a very warm welcome to you.
Good morning, Tony.
This is an interesting idea. Tell us about Honk and its growth in the United States, particularly in Boston.
Yeah, this is a festival that originated in Boston, in the suburb of Somerville, right next door to Boston, about 10 years ago. It was put together as a gathering of what we called activist street bands. These are brass bands, usually, who perform in their communities and try to make positive change in their communities.
Honk? Why Honk?
Well, this was a name we came up with to attract...
It gets the attention.
Yeah, it gets attention. You know, you honk your horn and you get people's attention. So... any name is a little bit arbitrary, but that's the name we came up with about 10 years ago.
And when Honk Oz gets underway on Thursday and continues through the weekend, will it be the first time or one of the first times it's actually happened outside of Boston in the United States?
Yeah, this is the first Honk Festival outside of the U.S. It's very interesting because I just got a notice yesterday that some folks in Moscow would like to establish a Honk Festival. So we're going to be talking to them. There are also people in Brazil, in Rio, who are interested. So there's a lot of interest. This is the first one.
One of the local organizers is Lotta Kefu. Lotta, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Why did you want to bring Honk Oz to Australia?
We really felt that when we were looking around the world for similar kinds of bands to our band, we stumbled, or David Rooney, actually, who runs the Con Artist, stumbled on this Honk Festival. And so for the last couple of years, we have been thinking, how could we actually do our own Honk Festival? Because it's really about participation. And in fact, that's what I love about the Illawarra Folk Festival, is that it's not just about consumption of music, but it's also about participation.
And for those who will want to come and enjoy the music, where will they be able to do that over the coming weekend?
Well, we're in the Arts Precinct for Friday night and Saturday during the day. We also have a thing called Honk Oz After Dark, because there are noise restrictions in the CBD, mm-hmm. which is quite understandable. So we have to stop playing at around 8:30 at night, and the venues such as the Howl and Wolf and Rad and the Social have been great. They've come together and are putting on a kind of after dark fringe of a fringe festival. And so people can go and see bands in the evening as well. Then on Saturday morning, we're parading through the mall and we'll be playing all around the Arts Precinct. Saturday afternoon, we go into Centro CBD, and they've generously given us their premises to use. And we'll have all the bands upstairs, downstairs, outside. People can come in by donation, and all the donations will go towards the artists who are coming, who, by the way, come for free.
And culminates with a parade and final concert in the Wollongong Botanic Gardens on Sunday.
Yes.
Okay, a big time ahead. Now, Ken, if I can come back to you, not only are you one of the organisers with the Boston Honk Festival, you are, of course, a musician. You play the saxophone, and we'll hear some of your saxophone in just a few moments. But you'll be conducting a workshop this Friday, a free one at the Conservatorium of Music, on New Orleans style street music. Who are you inviting to join you for that?
Actually, it's Thursday and Friday, is that correct? Mm. Yeah, Thursday
Both
and
days,
Friday,
yeah.
Yes. And we're inviting anyone who's interested, really, professional musicians, amateur musicians, beginners. And my love is bringing a variety of players together who have different abilities and making great music with them. Employing people to the best of their ability, basically, to let people do what they can do. And together, we can create amazing music.
So you plan to invite all these people, and you don't know who's going to turn up, and you'll have to meet them on the day, what they do, and so on. And very quickly, you're going to turn them into a band.
That's correct. It's going to be very exciting.
And your performance will be when?
Throughout the festival, a number of times. And the best thing is to look at the website.
So you're going to do all of that on the Thursday, Friday workshops? Get them, mold them into the band?
I'm confident that we can. And and not only can we do that and make some great music, but we'll have a blast doing it.
Well, it certainly sounds like it. That's a challenge if ever I've heard one. And you here on your first visit to Australia, we certainly hope you enjoy it. And
we hope
you bring all your expertise to Hong Kong. And it's a huge success. And as we said earlier, an event supported by the Illawarra Folk Festival, which will follow on from it. Lotta Kefu, thank you very much for joining us this morning and putting this event together. And Ken Field, thank you for coming in. And of course, all the details are available on honkfest.org.au. That's honkfest.org.au. It's happening from this Thursday right through until Sunday, right here in Wollongong.